Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We're just shouting from the rooftops.
Or we would be if that wasn't against the HOA rules. Okay. Are you ready? You ready to start this thing?
Do it.
All right. So we haven't done this kind of start in a while.
No, it's going to be different. Yeah. Whoa. There's
one. All right.
Yeah. Must be a Friday night.
It's the holiday time.
Yeah.
Holiday time as we're recording this and going a little bit down market with a Yingling, but you know.
It's America's oldest brewery, Jim.
Yeah.
And
it tastes
if
like
you're going to honor they haven't cleaned the tub since.
Yeah.
I'll be
I don't
here
know.
All week.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's fine. It was a situation where I needed to buy something that was a little bit cheaper.
Were you in a gas station?
Change in my pocket or something.
You're in a gas station.
Yeah. So it's all right.
Well, God bless Pennsylvania.
It's a funny thing. I'll just say the one thing about Yingling is it's kind of like, remember Smoking the Bandit?
Yeah.
And how they had to get Coors beer
yes.
from Colorado to Georgia?
I do.
Because at the time, you could not buy Coors like east of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
And so everybody who lived in the east thought this was like, must be some amazing beer. And mm-hmm. then so much so they even made a movie about it. And then, and now that we all have it, we're like, yeah, what, you know, yeah.
It's like water. Like, yeah.
Yeah. What were we thinking? Yingling has that same kind of dynamic.
Yeah.
It's only sold in parts of like the eastern U.S.
Yes.
And people, I know this, people who like live in the Midwest, stuff like that, who I know are like, what is this Yingling?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You get Yingling and we might be getting it soon. And they're all like excited. Well, don't get
Until
too excited,
then,
folks.
Pass yeah. me another Zima.
Yeah, exactly.
There
all
you
right.
Go.
So anyway, it's New Year's time or it's
yeah.
January now, 2018.
Right.
Happy 2018.
Same to you, sir.
I hope I have the dates right. That's what that is what we that's
now,
is where
we are
sure now.
We're
right?
in the new year now.
I don't know,
yeah.
I think the Yingling's talking.
That's right.
And so we're in the new year. It's 2018. And what we decided to do here.
Yeah.
First introduce the show. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. We're in my basement. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And what we decided to do here to start off the new year was talk about a couple of our favorite songs.
We
right?
did.
We're doing
yes,
songs.
That was our plan.
So and you're going to kick us off with a favorite song from 2017.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And you know, you and I were talking about this, Jim. And to us, I think in the age of streaming and music anywhere you are, you know, that I think the song you played the most means a lot.
Yes.
Right? And Spotify does a great job of delivering. What do you think of this?
Well,
like your year wrapped up.
Yeah, right. You can go and you can see your most played songs
yeah.
of the year,
and
right?
And other statistics about yourself. And it can also be served songs based on that that you may have overlooked.
I like
year.
The overlooked list.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
It's cool.
The most played one didn't work for me very well this year because I have running playlists on Spotify.
I see.
Those
yeah.
All those songs ended up being the most played because I'm going to those playlists
gotcha.
Several times,
mm-hmm.
you know, over the course of a month.
Mm-hmm.
So that didn't work for me so well this year. I do remember last year, though, before I made the running playlists, the most played song I had for 2016 on Spotify was a song by Whitney.
Yeah.
No
okay.
Woman.
No Woman. Great
yeah.
song.
Yeah. Yes. And I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
okay, that's I'm on board with that. That
yeah.
makes sense to me. That you can define me that way. I'm
yeah.
fine with that. But I don't know. This year didn't work so well for me. So I just had to think of the ones I played the most.
Right. Well, suggestion for Spotify, because we know a lot of their executives are fans of the show. We've talked to them and interacted.
Oh, huge fans.
Yeah, exactly. So for you guys, think about this. How about next year when we get wrapped, could I see all the playlists I have, turn some on and off, and then all the
yeah.
statistics would re-toggle based on different metrics, right? That'd
it
be fun.
Filter out any playlist called running
yes,
right there.
Exactly. Just toggle it off, Jim,
yeah,
and then
right.
you'll get the other stats. So that'd be really interesting because sometimes you make a playlist and you're like, whatever. I
yes.
forgot I made that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that happens all the time.
Totally.
Another thing about Spotify is that our podcast is now on Spotify.
Yeah, well done, sir.
And this is an important development. I mean, we've talked before about the different platforms that we're on.
Yes.
But the Spotify one is pretty big. I've already heard from people who think that's a big deal and they can now listen to it on Spotify. Mm-hmm. And so, and especially like in the car, makes car listening a lot easier. So
yeah, Sam texted me and said, I think we're famous now.
Yeah. So just want to bring that up since we're talking about Spotify, that yep. you can listen to Rock in the Suburbs now on Spotify in the podcast
thank
area.
You. Yeah. So thank you very much.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so on Spotify, if you listen to the old episodes, you will hear me talk about this song once already, Jim.
This is your favorite song.
My favorite song of the year.
Of the past year.
Yeah. And so it was my most played
okay.
on Spotify. I got to admit, I love it. I can't hear it enough. Sometimes I play music with a couple of guys, and we actually tried to learn to play a version of the song.
Really?
That's how much
wow.
I'm into this song.
Okay.
And I talked about it on a Let's Talk More Rock. I think we were down here with Ryan Sholin, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. Great Ryan week. And, you know, it's, I don't know what to say about it. It's an amazing song. The video is beautiful. It's tough. You know, this band's been around for a while. And they've written, to me, like the perfect pop single for this band. Like they finally realized we're big enough now, broad enough and strong enough to write a big pop single. Yeah, and they wrote it. And of course, it's never going to be played on the radio. But to me, it's a perfect song, Jim. It
okay.
really is. Yeah. And it's,
I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what this is.
The band is Hooray for the Riff Raff.
Oh,
and the song is Living in the City. So it's the first cut on The Navigator, which is their amazing album from this year. But
and it's another album I forgot about that came out
yeah,
this year.
Yeah, you know, it's a,
this is a great one.
It's an amazing Puerto Rican artist living in New York City and writing about it. And it feels as deep and honest to me as any Lou Reed song. So that's my choice.
All right, here we go.
One, two, three. And Big Danny is wasted. He said I'm the sweetest thing, well, that he's never tasted. Mariposa singing love songs, all in her dark apartment. 14 floors of burden and 14 floors of dying. Living in the city,
living in the city.
We're just living in the city. Oh, living in the city. Well, it's hard. Oh, I take you to the stairwell, and I give you something I can offer. You know, the heart, it's not the hopeless.
I totally forgot about this album,
yeah.
and now I'm really excited because I want to go back and listen to it.
It's so good, man. So good. And they've been around for a while, and this is like they've finally grown, in my mind, big enough and brave enough and strong enough to say we can be big pop stars. Like, that's Fleetwood Mac-like. It's great. It's got three chords. It's fantastic. So there it is.
I have this belief, though, that Fleetwood Mac, that they're essentially like the biggest indie band of all time, because I hear their influence in so much like indie music.
You hear it in
today.
That record,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Totally. That one acoustic guitar, a little riff overdub.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
Right.
That's a great pick. So what else were some of your contenders for favorite song of
song
the year?
Song of the year. I had a lot of songs that I liked this year. Dan Auerbach, Waiting on a Song, because it was so pop and so amazing, you know, and I loved the video and I loved everything about that song, you know. He wrote an amazing, like, hooky pop song about not being able to or waiting to write a hooky amazing pop song. So
right.
To me, that was one of the great records of the year. I just love the production and everything about it.
Interesting pick. I forgot about that.
That's
album
an amazing
too.
Tune, right?
Oh.
Like, that's a great song. It really is.
Yeah.
And I was really fascinated by Angel Olsen's you know, Outtakes collection, because how do you write that many good songs that don't get on records, you know? And that's how talented she is. So that's pretty fresh in my mind.
All right. Well, excellent choice for
yeah,
Song of the
you.
Year, Living in the City yeah. by Hooray for the Riff Raff. tomorrow I'll make a pick. How about that?
I'm ready for it, Jim.
All right,
bring
but
it
you
on.
Have to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So listen again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The show is Rockin' the Suburbs. You can find us on Spotify and yeah. Apple Podcasts and a bunch of other places like Google Play and SoundCloud and Audio Boom and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And you can email us rock@suburbspod.com or call us
612-440-1984
and tell us about your favorite song of 2017.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Or if you want, you tell us about your favorite album.
Yeah.
You can do a countdown of your top 10 or 5 or whatever you want to do.
That'd be incredible.
Just talk about or a great show you went to,
yep.
You know, whatever. Great music from 2017. If you want to get on the show,
mm-hmm.
call. That's what we're going to say.
Yeah.
Call.
And you know what, Jim? What if people called, they got like
something
extra?
Well, exactly. Yeah. That's what we're going to do. We're going to incentivize these calls. So
I read
not
your
only
mind.
Do you get on the show, but you're going to get something. So hold on. Again, the number 612-440-1984. You get 3 minutes. You can leave a message,
yep.
Talk about your favorite songs, albums, concerts, whatever, 2017. And if you do that and we use it, which we probably will.
We'll use it.
Yeah. Then what are they going to get?
Well, Jim, they're going to get something really special. A mixtape.
A mixtape. We will make a mixtape of 2017
yep.
music, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do that for you.
Side A is Jim, side B is Patrick, or side A is Patrick, or side B is Jim. Yeah.
We'll see.
Side Patrick, side Jim.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's all it is. You'll get one side of each and... You know, it'll be on a cassette.
We'll make that happen. That's right. We will make that happen if you call in and
that's
tell us about
all you have to do.
Some great music you heard. Okay. And then one other thing, too. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter
yeah.
and Instagram and MySpace.
Nice.
No, not MySpace. At Suburbs Pod.
Yeah.
Find that, too. Okay. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Now everybody wants just a taste of what we sold in. Standing on the rooftop, we're just yelling till the morning. All surrounded by the vision of all who came before this. Living in the city.
Pass me another Zima.